There are all sorts of summer camps for kids with special needs, and High Five Camp at Vanderbilt Children's Hospital is for youngsters who have trouble with one of their arms, either because of a stroke, a brain tumor, or cerebral palsy. Rather than just accommodating their limitations, this one is intentionally designed to be a struggle. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
I don't care who you are, no one wants to go to camp with a cast on their arm, especially their dominant hand. No swimming, no running, and so much itching.
Right there when you bend your arm, it itches right there.
12-year-old Priceless Geringer is repurposing a plastic spoon to scratch her elbow underneath a bright pink cast. Her arm is wrapped from shoulder to fingertips. This is actually her good hand. It's her other arm that's been the problem since she was born with cerebral palsy. All the kids have a weak side they rarely use, and High Five Camp is meant to force them.
Boom!
There it is. Yeah, there it is.
Priceless attempts a high five with a new friend and takes her turn on the indoor obstacle course. She rides a modified zip line and drops into a pit of overstuffed pillows.
All right, climb out.
The occupational therapists cheer her on, but don't immediately help. The struggle is the point. She finds her way out and lays down on a scooter, trying to propel herself with a hand she can barely control.
Put that hand flat.
I'm not going anywhere.
You got it. Go.
Her therapist gives her a little boost toward the finish line.
And hit the buzzer! Record time!
This kind of rehab is known as constraint-induced movement therapy. It's increasingly used with kids who have cerebral palsy, but there haven't been big studies showing it's any better than traditional physical therapy. Researchers found the gains often go away, and some kids become overly frustrated or even refuse to cooperate. Occupational therapist Stephanie Fraser says it can seem mean.
Yeah, if the families have never heard of it before, it's kind of like, what? You're gonna cast their good arm and take away, you know, their really functional hand.
This day camp started a decade ago as part of a research project at Vanderbilt. When the study concluded, it shut down, but Fraser revived it in 2015 because she saw how effective it was.
Whenever we're casting that good arm, the brain is like, oh, I have this other arm here, and they start using it more, and it starts creating pathways, and they actually make a lot of progress in a really short amount of time.
They have to make progress, otherwise they might miss snack time. Here, eating is therapeutic. Playing with food is required. They take pretzels and stab them into blocks of cheese. Even getting a pretzel stick in their mouth takes concentration. Some blow bubbles in their juice, partly out of frustration. This is the third summer for Priceless, who wasn't exactly enthusiastic when she started, but she's beginning to see how helpful it would be to have two hands.
I want to play on my iPod, and watch TV. You turn on the TV with the remote.
The parents are even more motivated because two hands could make independence much more feasible. Laura Geringer is Priceless's mom.
Well, you know, she talks about wanting to drive, so she's going to need to have two hands to drive.
Geringer says Priceless will use her weak hand more for a few months after this camp, then she reverts to relying on her strong side. But Geringer says use of both hands would go a long way to achieving her dreams.
She hopes to be a police officer. So, sky's the limit, we'll see.
It seems like the idea of that is probably touches something. Why?
Well, I mean, it's probably not realistic, but I always tell her she can do what she wants to do when she grows up, so we'll see.
Geringer says the first step for Priceless is strengthening her arm enough to give a high five or even a two-arm hug. But for now, Priceless is just focused on the euphoria that comes with taking a cast off. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.